What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Some people expect solutions to be expensive to be effective. This is not true. Everyone needs somebody who can be supportive and a guide. You'll find the answers you're looking for and the tools to both find answers and offer solutions on the Dr. Melanie Show. Now, here's your host, Dr. Melanie Barton.
Welcome to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. Are you afraid to engage in sexual intimacy because of pain? Have you been told it's all in your head? Did you know that there's things we're doing as a society that's contributing to the problem? Today you're going to get some answers. Gynecologist and pelvic pain specialist Dr. Robert Eckenberg, co-author of Secret Suffering, How Women's Sexual and Pelvic Pain Affects Their Relationships, is my guest. Then in the second half, returning guest Amy Stein, author of Heal Pelvic Pain, the founder and practitioner of Beyond Basics Physical Therapy in New York City, she will be on, and they specialize in pelvic floor dysfunction, pelvic pain, women's health, individualized therapy for men, women, and children using a holistic approach to enhance each patient's entire well-being. She's going to tell us about a special conference coming up for pelvic pain patients and their partners. But let's hear first from Dr. Eckenberg. Today I'm talking to Dr. Eckenberg, and he's going to tell us the specialty that he has and what's coming up that's so important. And in the second half of the show, Amy Stein is going to elaborate more. So welcome, Dr. Eckenberg.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Melanie, for having me.
It's my pleasure. So tell our listening audience, what is your specialty?
Well, I am a gynecologist obstetrician and have been so for 40 years, actually. Mm. And after practicing OBGYN for 30 years, I was asked to start a program that was basically a non-surgical approach for young women in particular, young meaning from teenage to menopause, meaning the reproductive years. On pelvic pain, chronic pelvic pain. So we started a program at the local hospital that I'm at in Pennsylvania here, and about 6 years ago I opened my own private practice again and concentrate in pain issues in the pelvic region.
And that's doing it mostly non-surgically is what you're...
Well, I'm doing it totally non-surgically.
Oh.
I basically stopped my obstetrics a while back and then decided to concentrate on all of the non-surgical approaches that can be done for chronic pelvic pain.
Okay. So what took you so long to figure out, or maybe it was, you know, a career change that you didn't want to be involved in all that hectic pace of surgical things, but what made you realize, you know, you wanted to do the non-surgical?
Well, it's not that I was trying to get away from surgery. I had... been asked to at least look into the non-surgical approaches because so many young women, not just in our region here or in our particular hospital, but really all over the country, were at that time. This is back in 2000, 2001. So it's really over a decade now. A lot of young women get operated on and have a lot of invasive tests for pelvic pain issues, meaning pain anywhere basically between the belly button and the mid-thigh, the whole pelvic region.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about a lot of different kinds of pain, not just gynecologic-type pains, but most of the time young women go to the gynecologist as a first choice. And in gynecology, we were taught all the usual kind of mechanisms that would cause pretty much acute pain issues, but not so much even today is being taught on what causes persistent, recurrent, similar type pain issues in the pelvic region other than just gynecologic.
Mm-hmm.
So I discovered fairly quickly that there were a whole lot of things that I had not been trained in years before, and also that because I was part of a residency program and doing some teaching at that time, realized that we weren't teaching the other types of things that I will be talking to you about in a moment to our OBGYN residents.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to kind of learn a lot of that on my own. First of all, there's two other major organ systems in the pelvis, the bladder mm-hmm. and the lower intestine, the lower bowel. And both of those areas can have dysfunctional issues that can be related to painful symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized in my exploration of all this by going to a number of conferences and joining the International Pelvic Pain Society, which I had not even heard of before, but it had just begun in the mid-90s. And I joined the organization, started going to their yearly meetings and reading a lot of their literature and a lot of the research that was being done, and then also going to pain conferences, purely pain conferences. The whole research on chronic pain in general has exploded over the last 10 or 15 years. And I, as a gynecologist, really had not been aware of any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So putting all of that together, within a fairly short period of time, I realized that, number one, I should be thinking more of bladder issues, like I just said, and bowel issues as far as being triggers of pain.
Mm-hmm.
But then realized that there's many other structures in the pelvic region. All of the nerves, muscles, and ligaments and skin area around the vulva and the vaginal area and labia and so forth that can be chronically inflamed, that are treated often for recurrent yeast infections and urinary tract infections that a lot of young women go back to the doctor over and over and over
mm-hmm.
and are constantly being treated for the same kinds of symptoms. Young women who are having trouble inserting tampons because of the irritation around the vaginal opening and that sort of thing. Very, very simple type complaints, but in many cases, and most gynecologists not really knowing how to treat beyond the young women who are, you can treat and get rid of these things very quickly, but there's a subset of people, maybe 20%, 15 to 20% of people who have chronic lower genital issues, like I just said,
mm-hmm.
but also painful issues in their lower abdomen, doubling over in pain and going to the emergency room and having test after test and nothing really being found. And if something is found, it may be a small little cyst on the ovary, and then they're kind of labeled with that diagnosis of having cysts in their ovary and those kinds of things. And I realized very quickly over those first, well, not quickly, but over a year or two of doing a lot of this and studying a lot of this as much as I could, and starting to incorporate some of this stuff into my own patients, that I better start thinking about illnesses like interstitial cystitis, which is also called painful bladder syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole diagnosis, I started to realize was not being taught to our gynecologic residents and even to our urologists in the local region here. Didn't know too much about that. So I did more research on that, started going to conferences that were concentrating on that particular painful bladder issue type problems, and then ultimately finding out and realizing that as of today, there are up to 25 to 30 million young women, reproductive age women, who have some type of persistent painful problem.
Yes.
In their pelvic region, not just menstrual, but usually non-menstrual. We're talking about the non-gynecologic causes. So we're talking about all kinds of things that can even be related to the pelvic floor, the Kegel muscles that the women are taught about after they have babies and so forth. So the painful responses of their bodies to various inflammatory disorders. So we have diagnoses such as vulvodynia, which is, means pain in the vulvar area, vulvar vestibulitis, which is the opening area around the opening of the vagina that can get vastly inflamed and is treated over and over for, as yeast infections mm-hmm. and that sort of thing.
Right.
And not realizing until the last few years in my own education of this, that those things have to be treated entirely differently because they're basically like autoimmune disorders mm-hmm. where the body is fighting itself.
Yes. And one can impact on the other condition. You can get one flare in one area and another
Absolutely.
One will follow suit.
Absolutely. There, as a matter of fact, there's a lot of overlapping illnesses with the patients that we see. Now that I'm concentrating on and specializing chronic pelvic pain, of which there's very few other private physicians in the country that are doing that. There's a lot of research being undertaken over the last decade or so involving some of the bigger teaching institutions in parts of these areas that I'm talking about. They're doing some good research, but actually dedicating a private practice basically on the ground, so to speak, taking care of whatever comes through the door. And many of the people that I see are, you know, suffering for decades,
mm-hmm.
Certainly months, years, and even decades, like I said.
That was me. That was me. And it takes 6 months to get in to see my pelvic pain doctor.
Oh, my. But you could find a pelvic pain doctor.
It took me 20 years.
How long did it take?
20 years to find one that specialized, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know then firsthand. How difficult and frustrating and time-consuming and how much money is spent and how many tests mm-hmm. are done and how much of the healthcare system is concentrating on things and not really getting to the heart of the matter.
And telling the patient that it's in their head still after all
right.
these years, yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just this week alone, I was thinking because of coming on your show, thinking of, as I'm seeing patients, I had just a couple days ago, I had a day where I had at least two people who talked about if it wasn't for our treatment program, they wouldn't be alive.
They have suicidal
thoughts.
Oh, yes.
And have been told, many of our patients have been told that they are hysterical or it's in their head because most of the tests don't come up positive.
That's correct.
So we're talking about an extremely... extremely big population of women and men who are, now that I'm taking care of some men as well, who have pelvic floor pain issues, pudendal nerve issues,
mm-hmm.
And in the world of people who probably listen to your show, they know what I'm talking about because there are large organizations like the National Vulvodynia Association, the Interstitial Cystitis Association, other types of illnesses such as fibromyalgia, temporomandibular joint disease, other chronic pain issues like migraine and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things are integrated in the whole person. So
yes.
One of the things that is unusual about my practice is that I learned that education, number one, is the most important aspect of beginning to filter through these patients' long and difficult histories.
Okay.
So we have a 13-page, approximately 13-page questionnaire that they fill out ahead of time. We go over that ahead of time before they even come in. So we don't waste a lot of time going over the initial interview, but we have a very long interview that follows up with that.
All right,
so
well,
the average time...
Let's,
I'm sorry.
All right, let's take a break at this point, and when we come back, you can talk more about the interview process, okay?
Sure.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Step up to the microphone. View the finalists right now on VoiceAmericaKids.tv. America's next great star is waiting to be discovered. Step Up to the Microphone is an exclusive presentation for VoiceAmerica.tv, where you can see and hear America's next top child star. The program is hosted by Voice America's own Cassie Frazier, and new episodes will be available every week exclusively at VoiceAmericaKids.tv. You can say you saw them at the beginning of their superstar career. Tune in to VoiceAmericaKids.tv.
Do you have or know someone who has multiple sclerosis, Lyme disease, or any other chronic illness? Advanced Cell Training is a restorative, self-healing modality that I, Dr. Melanie, have had phenomenal results with. reducing physical symptoms I've had for over 20 years. This process can be done right in the comfort of your own home. Request their free DVD at AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. Dr. Eckenberg is telling us about pelvic pain and revealing that he didn't know everything after his many years of practice. So let's find out what else he has to tell us. I'm back here with Dr. Eckenberg, and we're going to talk about what the first appointment is like when a new patient comes to see him. So you want to fill in the listening audience, please.
Right. I was talking before about the long questionnaire that we have that we look at ahead of time. Mm-hmm. But then we actually do spend myself about 2.5 to 3 hours on average with each new patient. And one of my medical assistants goes over things beforehand and afterwards for instructions and so forth about the treatment program that we're developing for them. Also, a young woman named Alex Millspaugh, who has been working with me for the last several years and actually now is working directly within my practice. She's working on her PhD in human sexuality and the integration of her counseling skills and information about all of the sexual pain aspects that occur with people with chronic pelvic pain, which 90% of people with chronic pelvic pain have. Which affects relationships and so forth. So we joke that she works from the top down and I work from the bottom up.
I like that.
And we kind of meet in the middle somewhere where there's a happy meeting place, and that's, you know, that's the balance we want to achieve with people. So people come in and have this long session with us. A lot of it is very surprising to them because no one really has spent more than 5 or 10 or 15 minutes with them in the past. And they have bounced from different doctor to different specialists and so forth. Many of our patients have had tons of surgeries and tons of invasive treatments and diagnostic tests and so forth. So they're very surprised that when we talk to them for this long, we have a chair that's very comfortable with a cushion on it next to me here in my office, and we call it the crying chair and the memory chair. Because sooner or later, people... tears come from either being relaxed and finally somebody's listening to me, to memories of things that are not so pleasant and that come up in our discussion about their histories, because we're interested in all of the traumas that have occurred in their past.
Oh, yes.
Cumulative traumas that have occurred, both physical, emotional, sexual, spiritual, any kind of trauma. All of these things add up into what's called the sensitization of the central nervous system. That's where I get all this information from the research in chronic pain. So we try to educate them about that to begin with. And then when we go in for a physical exam, after I've shown them a whole bunch of pictures about all the muscles, nerves, and ligaments, as well as the organs in their pelvic area, and talked about sometimes not just bad injuries, but sometimes we see people have done 6 or 8 or 10 years of gymnastics or cheerleading or other sports during high school and college, and have had numbers of injuries of their lower extremities or their pelvic area, or straddle injuries on the bar and gymnastics, things like that. So we put all that together, and then I point out to them in a very specialized way during the exam. I examine the back and the abdominal wall for trigger points, and do like a neurologic exam in the pelvic region and the inner thighs and so forth, because often there's differences in sensation in the inner thighs and the vulvar area from one side to the other. Mm-hmm. So all of those little things that I never did as a regular gynecologist before, and I think that all gynecologists should be trained to do.
Yes.
And then when we examine the opening of the vagina, we find that we can't even touch that with a gentle Q-tip without the person feeling like a stabbing pain. And that's what happens with this vestibulitis, which goes along with a lot of times with the interstitial cystitis problem, with the bladder problem. So it's a complex array of things that we're looking at, but they're now understanding it better because they've spent the time beforehand. And then after that, we go back into my office and we talk about a treatment regimen that makes sense to them. And once they start to understand the actual root causes of the triggering of the pain and how the pain is processed, and the fear comes down, and people say, you know, I thought I might have cancer. You know, people hear stories of test after test and people finding out they have cancer. Or some people actually say, I wish I had cancer, because then people would listen to me.
Right.
People would say, I have a program of treatment for you. I mean, that is so sad to hear that. So anyway, throughout the last few years and doing this as a private physician has taught me a great amount. I'm still learning every day from all of the patients that I see, but we're now interrelating with a whole bunch of other types specialties, such as pelvic floor physical therapy, and a growing number of physical therapists are being trained in that area. And we're fortunate enough to have four or five of them in the area that I live here in southeast Pennsylvania. And we do see patients in my office, unfortunately, from 12 different states now. We've counted it up. It's very sad that people have to travel so far to find this kind of pain. It's got pain management, so to speak.
But I'm glad you're there.
Well, I'm glad I'm here, too, and I hope to go as long as I can. But one of the biggest things is I would love to find a younger physician to train and have here. As you may understand, I've been in this for 40 years doing OBGYN, so you know that I'm not a young chicken here. So anybody that knows a young physician out there that might be interested in learning this stuff, I often have physicians rotate through for a day or two and then give them at least a number of things that they can take away from them.
That's an excellent
them back
idea.
To their practice.
All right, listeners, so you heard what he said. Get your doctors to call and get this training.
Well, we can set things up very nicely to do that kind of thing. And the other thing is, I think you know, Dr. Melanie, is that we're going to have a kind of a healing retreat for people with chronic pelvic pain, probably the first of its kind that we're aware of at this level, with Dr. Debbie Cody, who wrote the book Healing Painful Sex, Amy Stein, who's going to be talking to you in the other part of this hour, who wrote the Heal Pelvic Pain, and she's a fantastic pelvic floor physical therapist, and myself, my own book, Secret Suffering, that I wrote about 4 or 5 years ago now. My website is instituteforwomeninpain.org. And all of the information about not just my practice, but if you go through our website, there's an immense amount of information on painful issues in general and on pelvic pain specifics and so forth, and a lot of hints and kinds of things that people can pick up on their own. The group that we're putting together from New York, the people that I just mentioned, and we're doing this here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania in the spring. The date of that, I think, is April 27th and 28th, over a weekend of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of 2013. All of that information can be found on yet another website that we created called AllianceForPelvicPain.com.
Okay.
AllianceForPelvicPain.com. And all of the information's on there about the program, about it's going to be experiential, it's going to be somewhat less of a didactic program. It's not going to be sitting there and learning all the details of each of these individual illnesses, although they all will be mentioned. We want people to actually experience and meet each other, and we actually have therapists that are going to be available for them as well. that they can book ahead of time and so forth, and then a lot of information that they can take back to their local communities, how to find a physical therapist, how to ask the right questions to your doctor, all of those kinds of things. So we're looking forward to that very much so.
And one thing for the listeners to keep in mind is that kind of a conference, they can probably claim it as a medical expense. They won't get it reimbursed for it, but it could be part of their medical expenses for their income taxes.
We haven't thought of that.
Yeah. So you might need to have some kind of a certificate for them to file with their taxes to say that this was a medical conference, and maybe to get their doctor to write a note, you know, recommending they go as a, you know, like a prescription, and that could help a lot of people who otherwise couldn't afford to go.
You know what? We will put that on our Alliance website. That's an excellent idea.
Good.
So I've learned from you, Dr. Melanie.
Well, good.
In just a few minutes.
Good. The one thing that I want to address in the minute or so we have left is, for me and for many others, we had embarrassment. You didn't want to talk about this. You were led to believe that you did something to make this happen to you. So how do you help us get over that embarrassment to, A, talk about it, and, B, come forth and to say, yes, it affects me sexually and with bowel movements and all, you know, all sorts of things? How do you help them get over their embarrassment?
Well, there's no simple, quick answer for that, as you must realize.
Yes.
If I had a quick, easy answer for that, it would be very good for lots and lots of folks. And one of the reasons we named the book that I wrote, Secret Suffering, is exactly that, is that most of the symptoms that these people have, just nobody can understand. You have to kind of feel like being in someone else's shoes. And in these instances, it's extremely difficult. We're talking about the most embarrassing areas of the body to talk about, and a lot of the issues start in the teenage years, and people aren't very well informed. The pediatricians and the doctors that are seeing them at that age really don't talk to them hardly at all about these issues. Most doctors are embarrassed even at older ages to answer questions about orgasm or about any sexual issues, but most of these people have all these issues. So it's pain and sex and diagnoses that are not readily taught about to most of these physicians, unfortunately. So it's difficult to even bring the subject up to start with. And if you have a professional who looks kind of stunned when you get these questions, the body language is going to be that you're not going to want to ask those questions.
So what
we do is to... We kind of normalize all of these issues. I think every young girl should learn about her anatomy and physiology and function of the lower genital tract as part of her normal health education.
Okay, well, unfortunately, we need to finish up. So what I would suggest is that they go get your book, Secret Suffering, and that will help them to be able to speak with their physicians or to find somebody else that will understand them better or make an appointment to come see you.
I appreciate that.
Okay, so go to the Institute for Women in Pain.org or the Alliance for Pelvic Pain.com. That the right places?
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I am certain many people will benefit from it. Thank you.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you, or is someone you know, struggling with life? Do you know that your subconscious beliefs play a big role in the outcome of your hard work? We can help you to permanently change your beliefs that may not be in alignment with your goals. We care about getting you a return on your investment. We can help you reach your goals easily and quickly. Contact us at BeliefMantra.com. That's BeliefMantra.com.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. Dr. Eckenberg told us about pelvic pain and some of the things that can be done. Now, returning guest Amy Stein is going to tell us about the upcoming conference and explain exactly what she does as a physical therapist dealing with pelvic pain. So welcome back, Amy.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here and to continue to get the word out about pelvic pain.
Yes. When you work with somebody who has pelvic pain, you're part of the team with Dr. Eckenberg with what he does. But when they get to you, what component do you do? How do you assess what needs to be done and determine what's the cause of their pain and all that?
Well, similar to Dr. Eckenberg and his group, we do a very extensive interview, as he said, or examination, history, as mm-hmm. well as a full musculoskeletal examination. We'll go into, in the history, we'll go into any bladder, bowel, or sexual dysfunction, as well as where the pelvic pain is, when it started, how it started, if they know. Sometimes they don't know. Mm-hmm. How long it's been, the intensity, et cetera. And then we'll go through a full musculoskeletal evaluation. We'll look for malalignment of the skeletal body. We'll look for trigger points in the muscles, any connective tissue myofascial restrictions, as well as any neural tension in any nerves in the pelvic region. And mm-hmm. we do assess the muscles externally as well as internally, vaginally as well as rectally when needed, as mm-hmm. well as the entire perineum area. And then basically as a physical therapist, what we do is we treat what we find, the dysfunctions and the impairments, we treat them through various techniques, manual therapy, neuromuscular reeducation, reeducating the muscles, the pelvic floor muscles, not to be tense all the time, but to learn, teach them how to relax the muscles, mm-hmm. as well as certain stretches, relaxation techniques, relaxation breathing, and extent. We try to give as much homework so that they feel more in control of what they can do mm-hmm. To progress in their treatment.
What is the meaning of manual therapy? What do you mean when you say manual therapy?
Manual therapy is similar to massage, but with physical therapists. It's not a spa massage by any means. With physical therapists, it's very detailed and very specific to the area that needs to be treated. There are various types of manual therapy. There's trigger point manual therapy, connective tissue treatment, myofascial treatment, and you can work on neural tension of the nerves if there's any restrictions in the nerves, as well as if there's malalignment of the sacroiliac joint, for example. The sacrum surrounds the pelvic floor muscles. The pelvic floor muscles connect from the pubic bone to the tailbone. If there's a malalignment in the bony structures there, the physical therapist can use manual techniques to try to correct that malalignment.
Oh, now do patients come to you by way of referral from a physician or, chiropractor? How do they get to you?
Typically, they come through referral through our pelvic pain referring physicians, as well through urologists. We do treat men, so mm-hmm. Urologists, colorectal, GI doctors, as well as primary care. We also get quite a bit from the internet where the patients are looking to see what else can be done because they haven't found the answer yet. Mm-hmm. So they're looking to see what else can help them with their pain or discomfort. My book also has gotten a lot of patients into the door because they read it and they realize, oh, this sounds like me. This sounds mm-hmm. like what I have. And as a result, they call the office or they call a physical therapist, a pelvic floor physical therapist in their area to get treatment.
Mm-hmm. And it's important that the person is specialized to treat pelvic pain, not just any physical therapist.
Yes, that is very important. I even just had a patient come in that said that they were treated by a pelvic floor physical therapist for their severe pelvic pain and pudendal neuralgia. The physical therapist gave them Kegels to do, which is with pelvic pain, it's actually usually counterproductive. Mm-hmm. So we had to, and she was discouraged by the physical therapy. So really finding a well-trained physical therapist is key.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they come to your conference, you'll teach them the right things, right?
We will teach them the right things to look for, how to find the right physical therapists as well as other physicians and healthcare providers.
What made you as a group decide you wanted to do this conference since it's a one-of-a-kind sort of thing? Where did the idea come from?
Many years ago, I remember discussing with Dr. Cody and with Dr. Eckenberg, probably in different situations, but doing a patient-oriented conference as well. Many patients recommend it and say, why haven't you done this yet? The associations, the International Pelvic Pain Society is looking to do something like this in the future or to join on with the Alliance for Pelvic Pain to do a sort of like a co-conference because their conferences are geared towards educating the physicians and the healthcare providers. Our conference is geared towards educating the actual sufferers, the patients, and different techniques that they can use to take home, as well as educating them entirely on pelvic pain and all the different comorbidities and various things that could occur with pelvic pain.
Okay. The name Alliance for Pelvic Pain, that's an organization, correct?
Yes, we came up with that name ourselves.
Okay. Okay. And who makes up this alliance?
The alliance consists of Dr. Eckenberg, who you heard earlier, mm-hmm. as well as Dr. Cody, Deborah Cody here in New York. She is the co-founder of Soho OBGYN and co-authored the book Healing Painful Sex. Mm-hmm. Nancy Fish, who also co-authored the same book, Healing Painful Sex, is a social worker, and she specializes in counseling on pelvic and sexual pain in men and women.
And they've both been on my show before talking about their books, so yes.
Oh, great, great. Mm-hmm. And Alex Millsbaugh, who is the director of the Institute for Women in Pain with Dr. Eckenberg, she is a counselor and does also group counseling on pelvic pain and pelvic floor dysfunction.
Okay.
And she is the main organizer, I would say, and keeping our group together to keep this going and organize. She's extremely organized, so she's our organizer.
That's good to always have one of those on any organization.
Yes.
Yes. So the conference is April 27th and 28th, right?
Yes.
Yeah. 2013.
Mm-hmm. In 2013, it's in at the Hotel Bethlehem in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And is there an airport close by for people that are going to be flying in?
The Bethlehem Airport, I believe, is 10 to 15 minutes away. And then Newark Airport, as well as, I believe, Philadelphia Airport, is about 45 minutes away. So it's fairly close to some major airports. And then once you're there, everything will be within the hotel. So, and it's a beautiful little area. So.
Uh-huh. Yes. And the cost is inclusive of meals and handouts and workshop materials, but it doesn't include the cost of the room. Is that correct?
Correct. The room is separate.
Okay. And is there a group rate for the rooms?
There is a group rate for the rooms. I do not know that offhand, but it is on our website, allianceforpelvicpain.com.
Okay.
And they could also sign up for the conference directly on the website, and then they would just send a check or money order to the address that's listed there. They will be going home with, the attendees will be going home with a lot of information, wonderful information, a two-day educational retreat. There will be group yoga classes in the morning, a breakfast and lunch is provided by the hotel, as well as small group workshops with the physicians themselves, with the healthcare, the mental health care providers, Nancy and Alex, and then I will be doing physical therapy workshops that the patients can take home with them, stretches, relaxation, breathing, manual therapy techniques. So they will go home with a plethora of knowledge and techniques and self-care skills to take home with them.
Okay, wonderful. Well, why don't we take a break right now? When we come back, we'll talk about more particulars about the conference and what you do. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nearly everybody struggles with some sort of addiction. It can be substance abuse, eating disorders, sexual addiction, or even something much less common. Tune into Addiction in America with host Rebecca Bullion every week to learn more about these and other addictions. Our goal is to educate you about these addictions in order to help you with regaining control in your life. Addiction in America is broadcast live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Like 30 million other Americans, I have interstitial cystitis, a chronic inflammatory disease that feels like a bladder infection or prostatitis for men. Desert Harvest Concentrated Aloe Vera helps. It appears to give analgesic properties while coating the bladder. It's the only one that has a phase one trial. It's whole process, whole leaf, and extremely concentrated. Go to DesertHarvest.com to order or call 1-800-222-3901. Tell them Dr. Melanie sent you. 1-800-222-3901.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. Do you suffer from pelvic pain? Do you want relief? Then you need to go to this conference, April 27th and 28th in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Amy Stein's going to tell us more about it and more about what she does. So, Amy, who would be a person that would benefit from this conference?
Any woman that is suffering from pelvic pain, even if it's more acute pelvic pain that just started within the last couple months,
okay,
would benefit. What we find is that typically with pelvic pain, a lot of the patients don't even realize that they would benefit, but we see in our practice patients that suffer from irritable bowel syndrome, interstitial cystitis, endometriosis, vulvar vestibulitis, vulvodynia, pelvic floor tension myalgia, pelvic floor dysfunction, pudendal neuralgia, and then any secondary pain and musculoskeletal issues associated with lichen sclerosis. So mm-hmm. we see quite a bit of this of a variety of patients, and any and all of these diagnoses will be addressed at the conference.
Okay. Does that include people with diverticulitis?
Diverticulitis, yes. If they have secondary muscle tension, which sometimes it's hard to know. That's why another thing that they can do is when they come to this conference, we will have specialists that they could see separately if they wonder if they would benefit from physical therapy and other healthcare related services.
And is there an extra charge for them to have these individualized sessions?
There will be an extra charge because these are going to be people separate.
Okay.
From the conference, and basically we are within our packet. We have like a 10-page packet that anyone could get on our website, Alliance for Pelvic Pain, and
okay.
It describes what types of services there will be provided in addition to what we're doing. Our whole schedule of what we're going to teach, the workshops we're going to do, the goals of our retreat are all on the website and all in this PDF file.
Okay. Do participants need to get permission from their healthcare provider before they come?
They don't need permission because we're going to go into education, self-care techniques, as well as just question and answer. So anything, physical therapy is probably the one thing that I will tell them to be more cautious about, and they really have to read their body. But when they go home from physical therapy in their own neighborhood, they have to do the same thing. They have to be aware of if their pain is increasing or if they are helping their pain. So that's what we're going to educate them on. Plus, they'll have the workshops with physicians where they can ask questions.
Great. And they can go back and educate their primary care physicians and specialists with the handouts that you're going to give them.
Exactly. That is the goal. That is one of the many goals of our retreat.
Mm-hmm. And what do you hope to come out of this? After you do this conference, what do you want from then on? I mean, do you want to do this on a regular basis? Do you want to have an organization of people who can participate in future conferences? What's your intent?
Our intent is to expand the retreat and the organization. We would love for it to go nationally, even internationally. There's a conference in the spring as well, the World Congress on Pelvic Pain. They are doing a healthcare provider conference similar to the International Pelvic Pain Society, and we are interested in the future to do one in conjunction with them for patients specifically and patient advocates specifically.
Okay. So it sounds like this is just the first step in a long journey of good things that are going to happen.
Exactly. That is our goal.
Mm-hmm. Now, if people want their partner, spouses, significant other to come with them to this conference, is that acceptable? Is that going to be helpful to them?
It will definitely be helpful. They are more than welcome to come. They will learn how to help and support their spouse or significant other or family member or friend in the best way possible. There'll be ways for them to guide the patients through relaxation, through physical therapy techniques, what to say and what to look for in their doctors when looking for doctors, as well as other healthcare providers, as well as what to say specifically to friends, family, and coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
So
they
will gain a lot from this as well.
Yeah, because it's what we call one of those invisible illnesses or conditions. You can't tell by looking at somebody. And you'll hear people say, well, you look fine. Or, you know, Are you sure it's not an emotional problem? You know, and you can get real angry when people say that, and you're trying to smile while you're gritting your teeth going, no, I have worked on the emotional component. This is a physical thing. So this will be good for people to learn what to say
exactly.
to people who are not very compassionate or understanding.
Right, and that's what Nancy and Alex will go over in depth to the patients and to their companions as well.
Will you have translators if somebody is of a different language? Will they be able to understand, or will it just be up to them to find either bring a translator or figure out how to?
That is a good question. We did not think about that yet.
Okay.
We haven't had that issue yet. I would assume in the future, possibly here, that was actually the issue with the World Congress on Pelvic Pain. Their biggest, because I addressed maybe we should do it with you, and they said their biggest issue is that this is going to be, their conference is going to be held in Holland, and very few people speak English.
So
that is something on our future list that we're going to have to address. If someone does not speak English well, we will do make every effort to have, if they want to bring someone to translate for him or her, we will make every effort to do that.
Okay. And also, are you going to televise this so you could sell it afterwards to those that could not participate?
We hope to.
Okay.
That is one of our goals. We are somewhat limited on funds because this is the first conference ever. So we may just have, we're hoping to have someone with a high quality camera, as high as we
right.
can get, to film this so that we can sell it later in video.
Okay. Well, that would be great to do that. So before we run out of time, how do people go register?
They can go register on the AllianceForPelvicPain.com website.
Mm-hmm.
They put in all their info, and then they would send a check or money order to the address listed there.
Okay.
As well, if they do have questions, they could actually call our office, which is 212-354-2622. And they can ask to speak to Navia, and she will be able to answer any questions about the conference. Our website as well has information on it. That is beyondbasicsphysicaltherapy.com.
Mm-hmm.
So there are definitely a variety of ways that they can learn more about this conference as well as join the conference.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody comes along with someone, they have to pay the registration as well.
Yes.
Hopefully
in the future that won't be the case, but right now we have a very limited space, and we have to pay for each chair at the conference, each seat at the conference. So as of now, yes, if a significant other or family member or friend does come along, they do have to pay. In addition, we're hoping in the future that we can get more industry funding and then lower the fees. That's our goal.
Now, if somebody wants to share a room with someone, is there a way they can figure out how to do that to save on costs of the hotel?
That's another good question. We have all these great questions. We could definitely set up something where maybe somehow on our website where they leave their information that they do want to share a room, and we can coordinate that ourselves. We could try to coordinate that with any of the people that are signing up.
Okay.
So that will help save on costs.
All right. Well, we'll just tell them to call that number and they can discuss it. Is it Nadia or Navia?
Navia, N-A-V-A. N-A-V-Y-A.
Okay.
Navia.
All right. Well, Amy, I hope many people will sign up for this, and it will be a tremendous success, and we'll have to have you come back on after you complete your doctorate and talk all about it. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate your support with this Alliance for Pelvic Pain and for getting the word out there.
Wonderful. All right, listeners, it's time to wrap up today's show. I thank you for listening. To reach Dr. Eckenberg's clinic for more information, you can go to the Institute for Women in Pain.org. You can reach Amy at BeyondBasicsPhysicalTherapy.com or HealPelvicPain.com. To find out more about the conference, go to AllianceForPelvicPain.com or call 212-354-3622. Next week, we are going to hear some interesting viewpoints of middle school students talking about what creative writing means to them, and their teacher will tell us about what it's like to instruct them. And I'm also going to give you excerpts from my new book next week and tell you how you can purchase it. Remember, to help yourself, help someone else. Until next week, goodbye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us this week for the Dr. Melanie Show. Please join your host, Dr. Melanie Barton, again next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll see you next week for another great program.